Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It is now time for the second take of the most unruly podcast on the planet, Game Pass or Pass. The podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to your friends, which games to simply pass on by. I'm Corey. I'm joined by the man wielding the giant stick, Basher.
Is that appropriate to say on the podcast?
Oh, it's appropriate because it's the truth, ladies and gentlemen.
Apple just announced over-the-ear headphones for $549, by the way.
You know, I saw the headline, Apple announces $550 headphones, but what does that even mean?
New headphones are $600. Like,
but why are they $600?
I mean, do you want a PlayStation 5 or a new pair of headphones? Pick, guys.
PlayStation 5. That's it's not even...
But they're noise-canceling.
Sure. So are my Galaxy Buds. So, anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about. We are here to talk about Unruly Heroes. But before that, the contest to win a 1 month Xbox Live Ultimate subscription is still going on. All you got to do, go on iTunes, leave us a review, then shoot us a message, either a voicemail, text message, whatever, at 574-651-9256. First three people to do that will be entered in for a 1 month Xbox Live Ultimate subscription. That's all you got to do. That's it. Let's talk about Unruly Heroes first. Here are the details. This is developed by Magic Design Studios, who are known for Unruly Heroes. This is this team's first game. It is important to note, and it will make sense as we talk about this, this was started by a couple of Rayman Legends and Rayman Origins developers. Regularly priced at $19.99. It is a platforming 2D game available on PC, Xbox, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch. There is no DLC, and there is no Xbox One X or Xbox Series X and S support. So for all you fancy console owners out there like me, fortunately, we don't get a lot of details. Or we're not using it to its full potential, we could say. Unruly Heroes. Let's talk about it.
This is a game you were looking forward to playing, I believe.
I wouldn't say looking forward. So, in the spirit of Game Pass, whenever there's a drop, I like to go through and sort of, just check them out. Check out the box art, do a little window shopping, as you might call it. And I liked the art for it. I liked the name Unruly Heroes. That's cool. That's unique. It's different. Checked out the trailer, and honestly, the thing that drew me to it was the art style. It very much looks like that first Ori and the Blind Forest, as well as that Rayman Legends sort of Ubi art style. And I think it's fair to say that art style, in all these cases, it just works. Like, it's very eye-catching, it's very appealing. And in true Game Pass fashion, I said, all right, let's give it a shot. It's a couple gigs, I'll give it a shot. So, now we're here.
Yeah.
Started at the bottom. Now we're here. Now.
Yeah. How far from the bottom did we go up exactly? I will agree with you. Right off the bat, the game looks really, really good. I'm a big fan of the art style. The art style is what they spent most of the time with. The characters have this Rayman Legends animation. The effects pop. It has this kind of watercolor background almost. It's like it's everything's very, very well done in terms of the art style, and all the graphics could use by that I mean the particle effects and stuff could use a little oomph. But I mean, for the most part,
even at a high resolution, it's sharp, but it's not like, it's almost like the textures and stuff. They're not finely detailed. So everything, while it looks good, it looks a little flat.
Exactly. Like there is a flatness to it. I'm not sure if that is a technical issue or a choice, honestly. But there is a flatness to it that I think could have that they could have added more to. But in terms of just overall presentation, like the game really catches your eye, and that is a definite positive, like a huge positive. Past that, though, that's where the game starts to lose me. I get a very Ori in the Blind Forest feel, but only the early parts of Ori, where things are a little slower and you're kind of grasping the environment, grasping the gameplay. But unlike Ori, I don't feel you hit that stride. I don't feel like the game hits that stride where it's like, all right, you got the basics down. Here we go.
Yeah, it's a little strange because the way it's set up is kind of different. So you have access to four characters at any given moment for the most part. And each one sort of has their own style, I guess you could say, and special move. Now, what I will say is I am fairly certain they told the names of all these characters at some point. Couldn't tell you a single one of them. The story in this one, it's there, but it is not the focus by any means. And I don't even know what, like, there's a monkey, there's a pig, there's a Super Saiyan 4 looking dude. And they all sort of have their own abilities that you can use. Like some of them are maybe a little more agile. Some of them hit a little bit harder. Some of them have like a float ability. And then throughout the game, you'll get upgrades to sort of, you get a dash. And then at some point, one of the characters, the monkey character, can make a huge bridge out of his weapon. And it's like, so it almost has that like a Metroidvania feel, but you're never backtracking or anything. The levels are set up more like a traditional 2D platformer, like a Donkey Kong Country or a Rayman Legends. And so it's kind of strange. Like you said, the once you have everything in the game and once the abilities and once the possibilities of all the different types of puzzles and collectibles that you can get, it's pretty great. But that's like the end of the game. Like once you get everything, you're basically done with the game. And it's not that long. It's about 5 to 6 hours, I think, on a casual playthrough. I think if you were really pushing, you could go faster. But I don't see it taking more than 8 hours unless, you know, for... It's not a hard game by any means. So I think from 4 to 6 hours is where you're going to be. But again, like once you, I don't want to say third, but hour three mark around that time, you're like, okay, this is cool. And then it's over.
Yeah. And the game that reminds me most of, honestly, if anyone has ever played it, is a game called Trine, where you're switching the characters out on the fly to basically get around these objectives and small puzzles inside the environment. And so like to your point, it's like you're playing the monkey and then you double jump across here, but you can't double jump up high enough, in which case you got to pick the, I believe it's a pig that becomes like a big bubble, and he'll float up to the top for you.
Mario World-esque.
Right. And you swap out, and then if you want to get to some heavy combat, you go to the monkey, who can turn into a big old monkey man and do monkey stuff, and it's all very neat. And it stays neat. And it doesn't get to the point where it really becomes challenging. It doesn't feel to me like you get to a point where you take all that you've learned, you have to apply it in a way where it really forces you to think on your feet. Like the game just feels so, I mean, you know how I like my platformers. Like this is a very slow one. Like this has no Sonic in it whatsoever. Like you're really just creeping through this game.
There's no blast processing.
Like just nothing. Like, and honestly, like for lack of a better word, it just started to bore me because it just never really picked up.
And it, well, I agree, but I also kind of, I guess I want to ask a question more than anything.
Does it need tails? Yes. Like, if you could fly, that'd be great.
I'm reminded of something like Super Lucky's tail in that the... Is it just not for us? Because I play the game and I enjoyed my time with it, but like you, I got bored. Like, half an hour to an hour, I was kind of done for the day. But when I came back to it, I was like, yeah, this is cool. It doesn't seem to have that longevity because it doesn't really get more difficult. You're not really changing what you're doing. But at the same time, it might just, you know, I would consider myself a I don't want to say hardcore platformer because that's not fair, but I've played a lot of platformers in my day. I mean, I am a NES and Super Nintendo kid, so they hit different for me, if I could say that. I don't know if that's fair to say, but I'm not a master at them, but I get them. I understand them. And not every game needs to be Super Meat Boy. But right. At the same time, every game doesn't need to be Super Lucky's Tail to where it holds your hand so much. And I think this is not as hand-holdy as Super Lucky's Tail, but it's definitely not a Super Meat Boy. But I guess I just don't know, is that bad? Like,
I think because of that reason, it is not the game's bad, but I think the outcome is bad because it falls somewhere in the middle. So we're Super Lucky's Tail. Or games like it, it's very clear who the audience is, and you know when you hand that controller off to a younger sibling, cousin, or whatever, you know what they're getting into, and you know it's not going to challenge them in a way where they can't handle it. This is a game where I honestly don't know if they thought they were challenging me at some point, or if I feel like maybe they should be challenging me at some point, because it just never gets there, but it's not obvious that it shouldn't get there.
Right. And it's tough. Like that just, it's such a fine line to
I
guess.
If I could compare it to like a Sonic game, like the Sonic games aren't hard. Like they're not known for the difficulty, but at the same time, there is a part of maneuvering in each stage where it's like, oh, I didn't notice that platform. And it in itself becomes a puzzle of speed and maneuverability and just not stopping and hitting these certain jumps and making the game flow in a way where it's like, oh, I nailed it. I got it. This does not ever get to a point where there's a challenge in front of you and where you complete and you're like, oh, I nailed it. I got it. It's like there's nothing to nail or get here. It's just kind of like the game is just very soft, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think you could get some of that from the collectibles, because some of the collectibles are, there's like coins basically, and you can get different outfits and fun stuff like that. And there's a completionist sort of. At the end of every level, it kind of tells you, like, hey, you got this many coins. And then it gives you on the overworld screen, it's like, you got this many coins. You didn't get all of them. You want to go back and get them? Like, we'll tell you, you know, how many you got. And so I think you get some of that from that sort of completionist. But what's strange is I look at something like Rayman Legends, to where Rayman Legends, even if you were a good hardcore platformer, there was so much in that game. Like, there's just so much you could find and so much you could do. And my gut is telling me that's the difference between this game and games like it, is that there's just so many options and it gives you a chance to grow with it. But at the same time, that's also a $60 game. Like, you know, price isn't usually a huge factor for me, but this is only a $20 game. And I don't know if it's fair to say that you should expect less because of that. I don't think that's necessarily true, but I think that's where that extra time and budget goes, is into making those levels more robust, giving players more to do, making the bosses a little harder, making those running, you know, rhythm based levels. All of that stuff just takes time. And so, yeah, I guess it's hard to be mad at the game, because while I enjoyed the art and all that stuff, it's hard knowing that, especially now, you know, knowledge is the problem here. Knowing that this came from some people that made those games, it's kind of like, I feel like you guys took the wrong lessons out of it. Like, just having it look like those games isn't going to sell me completely.
Right. And to compare much Rayman Legends, or other platforms, like even Ori, when you get to those down times, and like especially Ori, where you're just kind of traversing, getting kind of some lore, Ori still has a presentation factor that keeps you engaged, whether that's the just the graphics alone or the incredible music in the background. There's not a lot of this. It feels like there's something missing every time I play this game, because I feel like there should be more to it. So, because as you're playing the game, there's not even like an interesting soundtrack in the back. Like, that would have brought more to it, in my opinion. Like, just like some great music while you're figuring out these puzzles or something. But it's like, most of the time you're just hearing what sounds like
it's more ambiance, like,
yeah,
just yeah, it's
like sticks falling and stuff, and it's like there's nothing to keep you engaged beyond the gameplay, which is in itself not that engaging.
Right. Yeah, I think that's fair, and to combat myself, Ori is a cheap game too. I think the first one was $20.
Yes, it was.
So I think the second one was $30. So, and yeah, so I guess again to combat myself, that's, you know. I feel like I want to like this game more than I do. And part of me is saying, like, no, like, I think there is an audience here and I think people would enjoy it. But when it comes to the, you know, kind of the point of this podcast, to whether or not we suggest games, I'm torn on it, because I didn't dislike my time with it. I just wasn't blown away. And I guess that's bad.
I want to differ with you there, because the worst thing, I think I said it before in this podcast, the worst thing a game could do is bore me. So, like, for me, I'd rather a game be good or bad. When it falls in the middle, it's hard for me to say, yeah, like waste your time with this. Because it's like, you're not going to, it's like watching a bad movie at that point. You're not going to watch it for the laughs. It's like, there's not a... What I wish there was a gameplay loop here that was more engaging, and it's just not. Like, they focused so much on the presentation, on the look, but they didn't spend time on the feel and the additions and the music and the gameplay. It's just kind of like, we're gonna make a pretty soft standard platformer. And that's it. And that's
Maybe I'm not, like, you know, obviously we opened with the presentation, and that's the thing that's caught my eye. But as I kind of think back, like, there's a lot of presentation that seems overdone in that it, while it looks good, like, I remember there's like a scene with like a storm cloud in the back, and it takes time to sort of pan the camera and say, like, look at this awesome looking thing, but it doesn't add anything to it. Like, yeah, it looks cool, but like you said, it doesn't. That's it. Like, that's kind of the whole trick. The whole trick is that it looks cool. You know, it doesn't play into the gameplay. It doesn't play into the story. You know, anything like that. It's just like, we have a cool looking effect. Isn't that awesome? And then when you start playing the game, it's just kind of there. And you know, we haven't really gone into huge detail about, like, what you're doing from the game, but it really is just a very basic platformer with basic combat. There's not really combos. There's not really, it's just shallow. It's just straight shallow.
Like, for example, I'm playing the game Genshin Impact, which is way better than it should be. and you can play as four characters at it. You play as a party of four, but you only play as one character at a time. And in that game, you can do things like, your fire character can start a fire, and then your wind character can use that fire to throw a tornado. And now you have a tornado of fire. And there's so many combinations in that game. So, like, you can kind of build your party in a certain way, and I get it's an entirely different genre of game and different goals. However, playing this game with four, and at times you get a fifth character, they all play so separately. I'm just like,
Yeah, there's no synergy. Yeah.
you would have been better off making this game about one character, focusing on that character alone, giving him upgrade paths and some light RPG elements, some combos, so on and so forth. But to split your playtime between these four or five characters is like, and they all do completely different things, it creates a completely just a disconnected experience.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I could agree with that in terms of it just nothing about the gameplay stands out, and I think that's a very good point in that it's I you could kind of draw the conclusion that it's because there's too many things. There's too many characters, there's too many coins. Like it's not focused enough on one thing in particular, other than maybe the presentation, and maybe that's why it falls short. There was just too much time spent on that. So to go from, and I but I will say I think the bosses can be pretty creative in a weird way in that they obviously spent more time on the bosses being something unique, which is cool, but there's not that many bosses. There's only five or six, I think, total, including the final boss. So those levels do stand out, but they're so few and far between, it's hard to really, it doesn't really elevate the game in any way. So, but no, yeah, I think I agree. I'm still hesitant to say, like, I don't like the game. Because like I do, but it's when it comes to Game Pass or pass, my gut is telling me that you should pass on it.
There's not enough meat on the bones in this one. I've said that before as well. It's just not enough there. In my opinion, usually a really good game has a list of things they want you to do, and they nail that list of things. This is a game that does a lot of stuff, either par or subpar. Nothing really stands out. They don't knock anything out the park with this one. Therefore, definitely pass on this one.
It's a bummer. It really is. I there this team is obviously talented. If this came from
Right.
former Rayman people, they've got a lot there. But I don't know. I hope they're working on something new. Actually, I believe they are. I don't think they've actually announced the actual project name. But there's something here. I
There
think this
is.
team could be very, very good, with maybe a little bit higher budget, maybe just more time and more focus. So, but there you have it. Unruly Heroes. Don't hate it. Don't dislike it, but there's just not enough there. So pass on it, unfortunately. But that is going to do for this episode. So to wrap it up, so our final two games of the year, we're going to be talking about Death's Gambit, which was a spin game. And then to yesterday, Call of the Sea came out. So we'll be playing that as that is a day one release, in our effort to play most of the day one releases. I think it's fair to say at this point, it is impossible to the day one release thing seemed like it was going to be a anomaly. It's just not the case. There's just too many games. So we'll pick and choose as we see. Call of the Sea was one that really stood out to us because apparently we missed one. There's a game that's called Haven that came out. And it was a day one Game Pass game. And I hopped into it and I played it and I would like to talk about it, but there's just not enough time to talk about all of them. So Call of the Sea is the next game that we picked because that's a day one release. And then we'll be rounding out the year with Death's Gambit. And then it'd be time for our game of the year, ladies and gentlemen. Game of the year. We do that a
The
little bit
game
differently. We
Game
talk about
Pass
all
of
the
the year.
Game Pass game of the year. We do it a little bit differently in that we don't talk about the games that came out this year. We talk about the games we played on Game Pass this year. I think that's fun, mainly because Game of the Year is always kind of the same thing. You know, you got the big games and everyone talks about the same ones. We like to mix it up. And there you go. That's all I got for that. We're going to mix it up. But all right, you can shoot us a voicemail again if you want to win that 1 month Xbox Live Ultimate membership. All you got to do is leave us a review on iTunes and shoot us a message. You can be a voicemail or it can just be a text message, 574-651-9256. gpopfans@gmail.com. Again, 574-651-9256. You're listening to this right now. Even if you don't want to win a one-month Game Pass subscription, maybe you're like me, and every time it goes on sale, you're like, yeah, I'll throw another $20 at it, and you're now good through the end of 2022. Shoot us a message anyway. We want to hear from you. Let us know what you like, what you dislike. If you think we're stupid, you think you love us. If you're like that one guy who really, really disliked, he was very upset with us that we did not like Remnant from the Ashes.
The game's not even was good. Like, yo, okay. That one blows my mind.
I like that game a lot. But
no,
it
you
was,
don't.
For me,
no, you
it
don't.
Was the technical aspect.
You don't like that
game
a
really
lot.
Bad.
You're a liar. You're a liar and a thief.
I liked it. Well, the last boss is terrible, and you should not play that game solo. Unfortunately for me, I gave up on the last boss. I was like, no, I'm done. And I played it with a friend. So I had the benefit. But if you played the game solo, that game was a technical mess at times too. So, but all right, that is going to do it for this episode. We will see you next time with Call of the Sea.
Good day, sirs.